You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around? 100 years from today, why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel. Good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Molly Ryan with the legendary Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, which is prominent on that recording. Also Mark Shane and Kevin Dorn support. I think, I don't know if I heard Dan Levinson actually playing there, but he's certainly directing the group. 100 years from today, great song, great sentiment, by the way. I'm sure people, I hope people have gotten over this by then. But that was recorded just last year, and the album is Swing for Your Supper, and it is fantastic. Just one of the best things ever. So if you have a few dollars to dislodge from your household funds, please consider sending it to Molly Ryan for this CD. Links will be provided to those who are on my site or who get my emails. And this is one of the nicest things ever. And yes, we kicked into the Kickstarter project for this, but others contributed a lot more than we did. But we're so glad we have some claim to have been somewhat responsible for this. And that's going to keep on giving, no doubt. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and occasionally I'm a nicer guy than I used to be. I don't know what happened. I'm so generous, I'm almost broke at this point. So don't. the soup kitchen is about closed. We're just cleaning up. But since I often say that people ought to listen to some classical music, let's give you a little of Victor Herbert's orchestra in 1912. Nicely recorded. And a very, very decent copy of this. I got rid of a couple of scrapes, as I would, but other than that, it's quite nice and listenable. And this is the earlier recording, because I believe this is on the patent label rather than the Batwing. Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana Intermezzo. I think the arrangement was by Tobani, according to the site that I looked at. But here's Cavalleria Rusticana. It's something nice. Fry's Million Dollar Pier Orchestra, 7 or 11, My Dixie Pier O'Dice. Now there's a verbal conceit that's quite conceited. 1923 Pathé Actuel recording. One of those rumbly things, but we like it. That's from Jack Theakston's collection. He had me transfer a few, and I did. I still haven't given him the transfers, but he's going to hear this one. And then he'll get the transfers, I hope, to do that. I haven't been getting out much, but I will soon, no doubt. I'll be out and about and being in my usual way. The Great White Way Orchestra, sort of an interesting arrangement of this. Not what you would expect. 1923, this is a French pressing, not like coffee, but a disc gramophone. Disc gramophone, if you want to say it properly. Carolina Mammy. 1923, yes, nice recording. And Victor Herbert's orchestra, Cavalleria Rusticana, Intermezzo, Mascagni, 1912 on Victor, one-sided Victor. Nice sound there, purple, one of those purple label jobs. And yes, it wasn't classical, it wasn't the Red Seal. This was their theatrical series. So, and everybody had these in their homes. They didn't just listen to. I was going to use the word, but I'm not going to. They didn't just listen to ragtime. Let me say that. Although they could have, as far as I know, or whatever songs they chose. This is Radiola, and I play whatever songs I choose, because anything stays in the show. Anything stays here, and anything goes. Al Katz's orchestra. Bill Brookins on the vocal in 1929, and this, boy, this is me, all right. I may be wrong, and I usually am.
Thank you. is laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrow away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues, laughing at life.
Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra on Bluebird, Blue Room, 1932. fairly nice copy of that. Yes. The Savannah Players, that's Bert Ambrose on the British Decca, Sam Brown on the vocal, and that was, I had to find that out. Fortunately, I've got a British dance band discography, so I was able to dislodge that information from, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to tell you any of that stuff. Laughing at Life, 1931, and Laughing at Life is... it's better than wincing all the time, I have to say that, although I do a little bit of both. In Al Katz's orchestra, Bill Brookins on the vocal, I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful, and I think I'm wonderful too, which makes me even more wrong. 1929, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I admit it when I'm wrong, and I used to be a lot more wrong than I am now, somewhat... Now I'm just wrong twice a day, like a stopped clock. And this is Radiola. I said that. Riley and this will be Riley and comforting to you. Riley and Comfort on British Decca in 1933. And I for some reason I love this. I don't know why, but I do. St. Louis Blues.
Will I hate to see that evening sun go down?
We hate to see that evening sun go down.
Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down.
Way down in Dixieland.
Because my red-headed mama, she's gone and left this town.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. I say, St. Louis woman with them diamond rings, cheap old jewelry holds her man around by your apron strings. That woman's just mean and low down, that's what she is. If it wasn't for powder and that lipstick pain, it makes that gal of mine look like what she ain't. I know.
Oh, a dog chased a rabbit, chased him over and sounded fine. Wee-dee-dee-dee-dee down. Chase that rabbit, chased him for one solid
mile. He was a low-down yellow dog.
Now that dog couldn't catch that rabbit, so he laid right down and he cried like a
have traveled free, led by the wanderlust that turns my eyes to far horizons. Though time and time won't wait for anyone, there's one illusion left for me, and that's the happiness I've known alone. Sometimes I'm worse, no chains can ever bind me, no remembered love can ever find me.
faces I've known. When the dream is ended and passion has flown, I travel alone. Free from love's illusion, my heart is my own. I travel
obeying, doing what a gal tells me to do, and that's why you hear me saying, I'm through, all through, all through, I'm getting off the chain, they won't catch me again, and all those gals with winking eyes will be winking all in vain. I'm wise to their tricks, my answer is nix, I'll soon be free, I'm getting off the chain. I'm gonna cast out love, just like a worn out glove. It drove me nuts, and that's one thing I will be far above. My lesson is learned, I played and got burned. Hip hip hooray, I'm getting off the chain. I will live a hermit's life, live in a cave. Never let them cut my hair, I'll never shave. I'm getting off the chain, before it burns my brain. And if you see me obeying any gal, man, you'll know I'm insane. I'll shout and be cross, I'm gonna be boss. So wish me luck, I'm getting off the chain.
Oh dear, dear, I'm casting off the hooks for those gentlemen with the handsome looks. I'm going out to find myself a cross-eyed fellow who sews and cooks. I'm through with that bliss that is supposed to emanate from a kiss. The three chairs, I'll soon be free, I'm getting off the chain. I should lock and bolt my door, and be free once more. And if any fella comes snooping round, I'll give him what is commonly known as what for. I'm back on the shelf, just me and myself. Hip hip, hip hip, hooray, I'm getting off the chain. I'll be staying home at night, and you can find me there. I'll become a champion at that well-known game of solitaire. I'll iron out the kinks, I'm gonna break that jinx. From now on I'll be as cold and as silent as a sphinx. My heart is a stone, I'm back on my own, free again. I'm getting off that chain, yes I am.
Billy Cotton Band, that's Teddy Foster on the vocal. There's another guy in there who is not credited, probably because he didn't want to be sent to Reading Jail for, you know, getting on the treadmill and all that once he gets off the chain. I'm off, getting off the chain, 1935 on Regal Xenophone. And that's quite nice. That goes out to people I know who are involved in some sort of Stockholm syndrome type relationship. They should really do that. They should back away from it. Edward Malloy, I Travel Alone on Sterno, 1932. And yes, why not? Why shouldn't a label call itself that? Riley and Comfort. Was that Noel Coward? I think must be. That sounds like something he would do. I'll have to look that up and then be proven wrong. Riley and Comfort, St. Louis Blues, 1933 on Decca. This is Radiola, and anything is going, and anything is staying, and we're staying right here. This is the third week we've stayed in the same spot, which is pretty interesting for us. We've actually got three shows out, and it's going to be good. if I continue this trend, I should say. We're expecting more records coming in soon, so you'll be enjoying those, I hope, with me. And, yes, and here's Mead Lux Lewis. We like a little contrast here. 1936 on Decca, Yancey Special.
come down to earth, my angel. For I never learned how to fly. Come down to earth, your heavenly touch could do so much if you only would try. Don't fly away, my angel. For what would my future be worth? Not even a dime. So don't ever change. Just be an angel. Come down to earth.
Erskine Butterfield and his Blue Boys on Decca, 1940, Chocolate. Well, that's what it sounds like. It's definitely in the boogie-woogie idiom, and it's a little more arranged. It's, yeah. And that's why not. Fats Waller and his rhythm, and Fats did not often play boogie. He was more, I kind of gravitate toward that style more myself. Come Down to Earth, My Angel, 1941. Here he was being somewhat sentimental, which he did on occasion. Maybe a little more than most people would like. They want him to play something hot, but there he is, having a sentimental moment. Mead Lux Lewis, Yancey Special, 1936, on Decca. This is Radiola, and I try to avoid sentimentality at all costs, though not actual sentiment itself, but I try not to get involved in the maudlin, in the icky. I just don't do that. But you can have some nice sentiment in a show. And here's I'm Andy Senior. I said that once, did I? I must have about 8 times already. Bing Crosby, Shadow Waltz, beautiful. Now here's sentiment, and it's gorgeous, and this is really probably the nicest recording he made, one of the nicest he made around that time, and probably the nicest recording this made, 1933.
In the shadows, let me come and sing to you. Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you. Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring to you. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's old song will be new. In the shadows, when I come and sing to you, shadows on the wall, I can see them fall here and there, everywhere, silhouettes in blue, dancing in the dew. Here am I, where are you? Let me bring the spring to you. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's old song will be new. In the shadows, when I come and sing to you, dear. Shadows when I come and sing to you.
Thank you.
Richard Himber and his orchestra, Was I to Blame for Falling in Love with You? And I think that was his radio theme at that time, in 1940 on Decca. And that is a nice band, nice sounding recording, sweet, and just really good. Very nice sound there. Bing Crosby from Mellotone, Shadow Waltz, 1933. Dubin and Warren, yes. And this is Radiola, and yes, we like to play. We play anything stays in the show, and I'm glad you, if you've stayed around 2 hours with me, I'm so glad you did, and I hope you enjoyed what you heard. And I'll be back soon, I hope, with something. So here's George Metaxa, the 1930 Bye Bye Blues.
Shining, no.